kind of eat that sticks to your soul. You know who you are and where you're from.
This is Shelley Tomlinson, Belle of All Things Southern, and you're listening to the All Things Southern podcast, brought to you by Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Rayville, Louisiana.
Mama fills up our plates, Papa's saying grace. Louisiana living sweet as sugar on beignets.
Welcome and Merry Christmas. We're in the middle of a two-week Advent devotional here at All Things Southern called Living Thanksgiving, A Christmas Adventure. We'll be returning to regular programming shortly. Right now, feel free to back up to catch up or jump right in. Day 10. In previous lessons, we've talked about consecrating a hard moment by acknowledging God in it. The moment becomes holy when we place it on the altar because God moves in us right in the middle of our painful situation. His presence. This is why we can learn to count the hard thing as a good thing. I want to learn the art of saying grace in and for everything, of living thanksgiving on His altar voluntarily because His presence is the prize. I want to thank Him in the hard moments and the easy ones, to acknowledge Him in the tempting moment and the worshipful moment, to live to Him in the light and the dark moments until there are no moments left that aren't lived in Him. To give thanks in everything will always require giving up something. It is the very definition of give. To bestow without receiving a return. To confer without compensation. To impart, as in a possession. To grant, as in authority or permission. To yield up, allow, or relinquish. Those are all definitions of give. Giving thanks always requires giving up. But sending thanksgiving up never fails to bring glory down. It is as if our yielding makes room for Him in the moment. We give up our expectations to express gratitude for what is. We give up our standard of measure to express gratitude for what we have. We give up our rights to express gratitude for His Lordship. Indeed, giving thanks always requires giving up. But praise God, we can't give up without getting back. I just had a delightful visual of throwing Thanksgiving up, having it bless God, and then falling back down all over me. It works in reverse, too, however. If I send out grumblings, I get them back in spades. Again, sending Thanksgivings up always brings glory down. I believe the glory in communion found in living thanksgiving is what Paul discovered and why he was able to say, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am in. Philippians 4:12. You know, I've always thought of him as the great Apostle Paul, but I've recently taken to thinking of him as the grateful Apostle Paul who learned through thanksgiving how to be content. See you tomorrow.